Hi, I'm Daisy Mack, and this is Spiritual Mixtape. And this is my third time starting my resilience episode. I have very complicated feelings around the word resilience and what it means to me personally. And before we get into any of that, I'd love us to take a minute to just ground. If you've found your way here and you're interested in the word resilience, if you're interested in having more of it in your life, feeling a deeper connection to it, then the best thing I can do for you to start the practice off is to ground you, to help you ground, because if you're looking for resilience in your life, it's because you've been facing a challenge. It's because you've been overcoming adversity. It's because you have been going through growth. And something that I am now so aware of is when life gives you lemons, you need to plant them in the ground. It'd be really nice to make lemonade, but I'm definitely not resourceful like that in the first throes of needing to be resilient. I just need to put those lemons in the ground and like put my feet in the sand and feel connected to something bigger than me and feel like my problems aren't as big as the earth. So let's ground by just finding our breath. Take a few moments here. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're in the car, like this is also fine. You don't need to close your eyes. But if you can, put one hand on the tummy and breathe into that hand. That's amazing. If you're driving, please have both hands on the steering wheel and just breathe. And out. So good. And out. If you are able to see outside a window, then look to something in nature, a tree, a bird, the sun, the moon, and breathe while holding that in your gaze. And again, if you're driving, I know that's not possible. Please concentrate on the road. And just know that this part of nature, whether it's a tree, a plant, bird, sun, moon, stars, doesn't need to have a conversation with anyone to grow and thrive and be here. It just is. And that's the grounding energy that you need when you're looking for resilience. And I am going to use my notes today because talking about resilience makes me feel metaphorically naked. It is really a really big trigger word for me that I've only began to embrace, I would say probably the last 2 or 3 months. I've been on a journey towards it for sure, but it was really like quite an upsetting word for me at points over this healing journey. And I've said this when I talked about the burnout episode. I'm still in a place of coming to the end of the healing journey doesn't necessarily mean that you can talk about it eloquently yet. Doesn't mean that you've processed it, even if your body has healed. Doesn't mean that the words have found the way to the surface. And I know that a lot of you will relate to this because I talk to so many of you about losing a parent, losing a loved one to cancer. And the way I talk about Dad's journey now and how it affected all of my family is so different to that 12 months after Dad passed. Your perspective changes over time as your experiences change. So, let's talk about resilience, but I'm going to give you some questions to reflect on. So this is a little bit like if we were about to do a breath work at my house and we wanted to get deep into what cues were going to help you in the breath work. These are the sort of things that I would ask around resilience if we were going to cultivate it in your breath work practice. So, what strengths have helped you overcome challenges in the past? I think, like, for me, my greatest strength, and again, this really does come from my dad, was this idea of you can only be you. And it's something my dad said to me over and over again as I was growing up, and very much every time I saw him when I was stressed, a stressed executive, you can only be you. And I really only understood it after he passed, and then I sort of clung to it for the first 2 years I was healing and figuring out what my career would be, what my identity was when I didn't have this music industry career. So what is one of my strengths? You can only be you. It was my willingness to never abandon myself. And that, I want to be clear when I say that I had got that so wrong in my life before, that when it dawned on me that it was what was going wrong, for the last 5 years, I haven't abandoned myself. And I'm telling you, it's put me in some really difficult situations as I've been trying to collaborate with people to build my business. One person in particular, oh, what a nightmare. And it really hurt me for a while when I stuck to my guns and they didn't like it, and they turfed me out. So that brings me actually perfectly into the next question. How can you apply those strengths to a current situation or to current challenges? Oh, that's a good one, isn't it? And I'm going to put these questions into, or these thought starters, into the show notes so that you can save this episode and come back to it every time you're like, this situation is pushing me in all directions and I just need to, there is no way out apart from through. So I need to knuckle down, remember what I'm good at, and keep anchoring in, keep grounding into those lemons. So how did I apply those strengths to current challenges? You can only be you. It's forever my North Star. Like, what feels authentic to me? What is going to, like, just seeing something really pretty on the sea, as I said, what's my North Star? That was really pretty. So authenticity is a thing as I build a new career and a new business, and understanding really who I am at work versus who I am outside of work, and always come, like, never abandoning myself. And how does that, I mean, I just said all of that, didn't I? How do I apply this? It's very difficult to not abandon yourself, especially for money. But really good things have come in as I've been able to ride out the uncomfortable feeling of not quite doing things how I think other people would assume I should, because to fit in. Strengthening your worth, having strong self-worth, is such a gift. But it isn't easy to get there, or it hasn't been easy for me. I would love to hear it. I'd love to hear anybody's tips on how to have incredible self-worth. So when you take all those strengths, can you turn them into an affirmation like my dad did for me? You can only be you. You can only be you. I can only be me. Can't be anyone else. God, what a gift, Dad. Thank you so much. Some amazing affirmations for resilience are, I am capable of handling whatever comes my way. Every step I take builds my strength and my resilience. Oof, so good. I'm going to give you a moment to find your own. I am, you're welcome to have any of those. You're welcome to, you can only be you as well. My dad would be so stoked to have people in that. I know I've got funny shadows on my face. There's nothing I can do. We're out in nature. And now I want to give you a visualization. And this is, if you're driving, this is the point to pause or to simply just listen. Like, don't do the visualization if you're driving. I love a podcast when I'm driving, but so much of what I do does not lend itself to being in the car. I want to give you a visualization. That I use to help me overcome really difficult situations. And I've been using it a lot lately. And I've been using it actually for a situation that I'm in this week. I know, look at me, I'm in paradise. How is there anything that you're overcoming? But let me put it this way to you, like, now I'm taking myself seriously. I'm only being me and I'm really putting myself out there. There is always something that I am growing through, that I am moving through. And that doesn't mean that I don't have amazing evenings of rest. It doesn't mean that I don't watch my reality TV shows and like peace out or read my book and completely disengage. It just means that I'm always in a process of learning and growing. And I like that. It doesn't feel like it did when I was working in an office, where I felt exhausted and burnt out from that constant churn. This feels like I get given a bunch of light and energy. I learn to use it, I incorporate it, and then I get another bunch of light and energy. And as I learn to incorporate it, I help others incorporate. And it just grows, and it's like a blossoming rather than a churn. But this is the visualization I use for the hard days and for the tough challenges. So let yourself get quiet. You can breathe deeply if you need to. I like to immediately connect in with my heart. So just bringing my focus down into my chest where the heart is, down past my heart into the solar plexus. That's the home of the self. And then I bring my awareness right back up to the third eye. And without opening up my eyes, I look towards that part between the brows. Okay. Now from here, I think about the challenge that's in front of me. Whether it's raising money, public speaking, even stuff in your personal life, like buying a house, all of these things that you don't quite feel ready for, that you are like, I would rather sit with my duvet over my head and a cup of tea. Let's hold the problem, the situation, the challenge in front of us. And let's ask what the root feeling is. Fear. For me, often it's unworthiness. Don't feel like I'm good enough. And I can already feel that people resonate with that. It's okay. And we're going to come back to that I am statement. So I am worthy. I am strong. And now I want you to spend a moment visualizing the challenge turning out positively for you. That's really good. Keep holding that vision. just allow in your imagination for there to be a positive outcome from this challenge. That in your mind, you can connect to a story that is more supportive than the one you're currently living in. And I want you to just go through the positive version of this challenge, the positive outcome, the opportunity, one more time. And as you keep moving through this, I want you now to see who the players are. And players don't necessarily need to be people. They can be situations, they can be places. And I want you to send love, positivity, whatever word feels resonant in your verbiage, in the language that you use, good intentions, to the key parts, key players in the challenge. Wish them luck, offer them forgiveness. Sometimes we just have tricky bills to pay, but it can feel like a big challenge. It can feel like you're having to dig deep into your resilience when these things feel like water, like tides. Like waves, when these things come in waves, that was the word I wanted to use. So sometimes just paying bills, getting things done. And I want you just to send a higher vibration than the one you've currently been sending when you've been looking at the challenge from the lens of anxiety and worry. Now you've had the opportunity to look at it from a more resilient angle. Keep sending these energetic love bombs to the place, the people, the situation. I invite you to do that until this challenge resolves, to spend less time thinking about all the ways it could go wrong, and even all the ways you could go right, and instead send out strong energy. Use your thoughts to create that loop. You will feel better. If nothing else. Okay, so start to come back from the visualization. Back into the present moment. Roll your shoulders back. Take a deep breath here. Sighing it out. Allowing yourself to be back in the moment. And in the next year, I'll do an episode on resilience when I've really got my head around how I feel about it. But for me, it's definitely not been an easy journey. I hope that this visualization that I have shared helps you to find resilience when, frankly, you're feeling a little desperate. And until we meet again, DM me, message me with any of your challenges. I'd love to be able to help if I can. And I'll see you on the next episode.